Loeffler's Greater Georgia Targets Biden, Abrams, Warnock with New Billboards. By Kyle Morris on April 19, 2021. Greater Georgia, a grassroots organization headed by former U.S. Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA, announced Monday that it would be placing billboards around Truist Park in Atlanta, Georgia, to call out the strikeout squad responsible for Major League Baseball's decision to pull its All-Star game out of Atlanta. Joe Biden, Stacey Abrams, and Raphael Warnock cost the Georgia economy $100 million, the organization wrote in a tweet announcing the new digital billboards. All three must be held accountable. That's why we are calling out the hashtag strikeout squad by placing billboards in high-traffic areas around Truist Park, the organization added. The billboards feature photos of President Biden, Warnock and Abrams with the caption MLB's All-Star Strikeout Squad included. Loeffler also shared the news on Twitter, telling her followers that MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred's decision to pull out of Atlanta, costing Georgia businesses more than $100 million, was fueled by the lies of Democrat politicians. MLB's short-sighted decision, fueled by the lies of Democrat politicians, cost Georgia families and businesses $100 million and the chance to host the All-Star Game, Loeffler wrote. Loeffler said the new effort from Greater Georgia is to remind hardworking Georgians who's really to blame. Representative Buddy Carter, RGA, also expressed his support for the billboards. Thank you, at Chloe Fuller and at Greater Georgia for holding at Reverend Warnock accountable for the jobs lost due to his lies, Carter wrote in a tweet. According to a spokesman for Fair Fight Action, a group that Abrams kickstarted, claimed Loeffler and her Republican team traded the All-Star Game for voter suppression of people of color in Georgia. Last week, Representative Jeff Duncan, RSC, and Senator Mike Lee, RUT, filed legislation to strip Major League Baseball, MLB, of its immunity from antitrust law. Major League Baseball has enjoyed constitutionally questionable antitrust protections for a century. Yet it has decided to act in a partisan manner by punishing the state of Georgia for completely reasonable voter integrity and election security legislation, Duncan said in a statement at the time. As previously reported by Breitbart News, MLB's antitrust immunity emanates from a Supreme Court decision in 1922, ruling the MLB is a sport and not a business. The NFL, NBA, and NHL do not enjoy the same privilege. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.